welcome, friends, to another exciting episode of A VGM Journey. And I'm your host, The Messenger. The track that we're playing in this week's show is Penny in a Pinch from the game Penny's Big Breakaway, and that was composed by Sean Biello. Like always, we have some pretty amazing tracks and also a really cool fan request, which I say we kick things off with that fan request. And this was a track that was picked by Heat Override, and he wanted me to play the track Heat Theme 3 from the game Final Lap Twin, and that was composed by Katsuhiro Hayashi. Track that you just heard, that was Heat Theme 3 from the game Final Lap Twin. It was composed by Katsuhiro Hayashi, and this was a request by Heat Override. So thank you, Heat Override, for that request. Not gonna lie, I thought that track was pretty awesome. And the premise of the game has me a bit intrigued. So I was looking into it, and it was best described as a racing game, role-playing game hybrid, and that you're this up-and-coming racer who's trying to work his way up the ranks and challenging other racers to races to earn money and upgrade his car, which to me sounds really awesome. And I can't think of too many games that are like that even today. I mean, I'm sure that there are some car racing RPGs out there. And I gotta say that I really need to get Heat Override on the show, since I've been on his show, Bring the Pain, a couple times, and I'm sure we could talk about some more TurboGrafx-16 music, or maybe a different topic. So I just want to say once again, thank you, Heat Override, for that track. We're going to move on to another track, which is coming from a game that I've been playing quite a bit lately and actually just recently beat, and that game is Chibi Robo. The track is Midday Majesty, and it was composed by Hirofumi Taniguchi.
We'll be right back.
track that you just heard, that was Midday Majesty from the game Chibi Robo, and it was composed by Hirofumi Taniguchi. Chibi Robo is such a weird game where you play as this little tiny robot that is tasked with bringing happiness to the world, and he does this through doing these random tasks around the house, such as cleaning the floors or picking up garbage or even solving some kind of marriage issues. And the game has a day-night cycle, which this track plays during the day, which I say is pretty important, since some tasks can only be performed during the day, or at least that certain part of whatever task. And who knows, you might run into a quirky character or 10, since, like I was saying, the game itself, it's a pretty weird game. And at one point, you even encounter aliens, so that's something. And the soundtrack itself, it's pretty good. It's not a very large soundtrack, since it's mostly a day and night theme with some character themes kind of sprinkled in it. But it is one worth looking into, and I'm a bit surprised that not a whole lot more people talk about the game, since I think it's a Nintendo GameCube classic. And speaking of classic, it's been a long while since I did a Then and Now, but those are what our next tracks are going to be, and this time it's going to be focusing on Mario vs. Donkey Kong. And the two tracks that I'm playing is Spooky House 2 from the original Mario vs. Donkey Kong on the Game Boy Advance, and the remake on Nintendo Switch, which that was composed and arranged by Lawrence Schwedler.
Thank you.
Tracks that you just heard, those were Spooky House 2 from the Game Boy Advance original for Mario vs. Donkey Kong and its Switch remake, and that they were composed and arranged by Lawrence Schwedler. Well, I'm going to get this out of the way and say that I think both tracks are really good and that they go for a obvious jazzy sound. Clearly that the instrumentation is different and that the Switch remake adds a little more to it. But I don't know about you guys, but in my personal opinion, I would say that the Switch one is the better version. And that obviously the Game Boy Advance original was held back by technical limitations, and that the Switch one, this was what the track was going for. And that sax is so smooth. I would have to look back at 142 other episodes of this show, but that might be the smoothest track I've played on the show yet. And I'm almost forgetting about the game itself, which I will say that both versions are really good, though I kind of consider the Switch version to be a bit of a disappointment. I mean, they did add a couple new worlds, and the remade soundtrack, I think it's a bit hit or miss, in my opinion. I think some tracks sound really good, and then there's some other tracks that I don't think they sound as good. And the new stuff that's been added, I think it's okay. It's not great, but it's not bad either. It's just okay. And it could be something that some of you guys would like. But for me personally, I was a bit disappointed. But definitely not with these two tracks, though. I will say that I was very surprised on how good it was. And let me know which version you guys prefer. I have a feeling that most of you guys are going to say the Switch version is better, but I don't know, maybe somebody really likes the GBA one. I think now is a good time to move on to our next track, and this is coming from the game No One Can Stop Mr. Domino. The track is Shop Till You Drop, and this was composed by Shingo Murakami. We'll be right back. That track that you guys just heard, that was Shop Till You Drop from the game No One Can Stop Mr. Domino. It was composed by Shingo Murakami. And that's going to just about do it for the show this week. If you like what you've been listening to, have your friends check out the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and even TerraPlayer, which is the home for a bunch of video game and video game music podcasts. I think it's really cool. You can email the show at vgmjourney@yahoo.com, and you could also check us out on X at vgmjourney. We also have a Discord server for the show, which I will provide a link for that in the show notes, where you could hang out with your fellow VGM journeymen, talk about games, music, and even look at some cool art. We're also going to play things out with one more track, and I think this is pretty cool, and that this is the ending theme from Harvest Moon, and it was composed by Tsuyoshi Tanaka. Have a good one, everyone.